This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Trivia for Kids, the podcast. I'm Casey.
And I'm Ren.
And this is episode 108. It great to be podcasting today, Ren.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your day today?
Good.
Good. You had a solo in the church program. How did that go? Were you nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it went great. You did a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you do it again? Or are you like, nah, my solo days are done?
I'd probably.
My solo days are over.
I'd definitely do it again.
Good. That's awesome. How about a joke?
Sure.
The first joke comes from listener Rhett.
Thank you, Rhett.
What snake's favorite dessert is pie? A python.
I was going to say a smart snake because pie is 3.14.
Oh, you were thinking of 3.14. Yeah. A python is the answer. Joke number two comes from Luna.
Thank you, Luna.
Luna made this up. This is a great joke. What does a postal worker say after they successfully complete their delivery route? Mailed it. I love it. I love that joke. All right. The next joke comes from listener Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
Why does a duck have feathers? To cover his butt quack. And our last joke comes from Jane Ellen.
Thank you, Jane Ellen.
Why did the dinosaur cross the road?
To get away from the volcano.
Because the chickens weren't around yet. Get away from the volcano. That's a good answer, too. All right. Time for T-R-I-V-I-A trivia. Trivia. Let's go.
Yeah.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round number 1. The category is colorful animals. Question 1. Which reptile is famous for its colorful, iridescent scales, ability to camouflage, and is often kept as a pet? Question 2. Which tropical bird species is known for its long, colorful, curved bill and is often associated with Fruit Loops and tropical climates? Question 3. What is the name of the small fish often kept in aquariums, known for its bright orange coloration? Question 4. Which insect is known for its metallic blue or green coloration and loud buzzing sound? Question 5. What type of animal is a mandrill, one of the most colorful mammals in the world, with red and blue skin on its face and backside? Question 6. What small amphibian is known for its vibrant and diverse colors, often a sign of being toxic? Question 7. What small bird is known for its bright, colorful feathers and ability to hover in mid-air while feeding? And now the answers to round number one. Question one, which reptile is famous for its colorful iridescent scales, the ability to camouflage, and is often kept as a pet?
A chameleon?
Chameleon is the answer. And chameleon's eyes can move independently of each other. Like how our eyes move, you know.
They can like...
If we're looking left, both eyes look left or right or whatever. But a chameleon, he can just wiggle those eyes all around. Is the secretary lady on the movie Sing, whose eye always pops out? Is she
Crowley?
Miss Crowley, is she a chameleon?
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of when her eye just pops out and rolls. Question two, which tropical bird species is known for its long, colorful, curved bill and is often associated with Fruit Loops and tropical climates?
Toucan.
A toucan is the... Toucans are one of the coolest birds I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They are so cool.
You said the two most colorful animals that I thought.
Oh, well, it's a good thing that we're in the colorful animal category.
Yeah.
What is the toucan's name in Fruit Loops? Do you know?
I think it's like... I don't remember. It's like...
Toucan Sam is his name.
Oh, that's right.
Follow your nose or something. Question three, what is the name of the small fish often kept in aquariums, known for its bright orange coloration?
Koi?
Oh, that's not a bad guess. I'd give you koi. I was going for goldfish.
Oh.
But koi is bright orange too, so some koi. Some koi are spotty and black and white, whatever, but yeah. And there's probably other fish that are kept in aquariums that are orange.
Yeah,
I've got one. I'm going for a goldfish. Your fish is not orange.
He has an orange tail.
But he's not orange.
Orange and black tail.
Brent has a guppy. What's his name? Cody?
Cody.
Like after Dude Perfect. So she had a whole bunch of guppies and they were all after Dude Perfect guys.
Cody ate all of them.
Cody killed them all. So Cody is her last guppy standing and all the rest of them, like, what are the rest of the Dude Perfect guys' names? I don't even know.
Like Ty, Corey,
All of them. She had them all named and Cody killed them all. Question four. Which insect is known for its metallic blue or green coloration and loud buzzing sound?
Cicada?
It is a cicada. And we were just talking about this over lunch. Apparently this summer, there's going to be the biggest cicada like population ever because both types of cicadas are going to be around or I don't know, something, but... Around us, it's going to be like cicada heaven for some reason. So, I don't know. I think they're cool. They're the sound of summer in my mind. Question five. What type of animal is a mandrill? One of the most colorful mammals in the world with red and blue skin on its face and backside.
I don't know.
It's a primate or a monkey. So, you know those monkeys that have like bright blue butts? And they have like a blue kind of like, it's almost like a mask that comes down. But mandrills are monkeys or primates. Question six. What small amphibian is known for its vibrant and diverse colors, often a sign of being toxic?
Poison?
Poison?
Dart frog.
Dart frog is the answer. So we just recently saw poison dart frogs. And what did you say?
Black one and a blue and black one. And I was like, Mom, can I have a frog?
You said, can I have one of these as a pet?
No, I said, can I have a frog?
Oh, I thought you wanted one of those. And I was like, well, it could probably kill you. So no, you cannot have a poison dart frog. They are so cute though. They are so colorful and like shiny. They almost look fake. Like they're very non-realistic looking live animals. So question seven, what small bird is known for its bright, colorful feathers and ability to hover in midair while feeding?
Hummingbird.
It is a hummingbird and they can be so many different colors. They're beautiful. I wish they were slower so that you could get a better look at how pretty they are, but they're so fast that they just doop, 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 doop around and it's hard to see them.
Did you know that hummingbirds are the only type of bird that can fly backwards?
I did know that. That is a great trivia. We've had that one on trivia before. That's a great question, but thank you for the information. Round number two, the category is toys and games. Question one, what is the name of the most powerful piece on a chessboard? Question 2. Which Lego toy series is made specifically for children under the age of 5? Question 3. If someone told you they were playing the video game ACNH, what game are they playing? Question 4. What is the name of the classic board game where players buy, sell, and trade properties to become the wealthiest? Question 5. What classic children's card game requires players to match cards based on their number or color? Question 6. What is the name of the classic toy consisting of a plastic disc that is thrown and caught, often used in outdoor play? Question 7. What is the name of the classic toy consisting of a ball attached to a paddle by an elastic string, which players try to bounce continuously without stopping? And now the answers to round 2. Question 1. What is the name of the most powerful piece on a chessboard?
The queen.
The queen is the answer. And why is she the most powerful?
Because she can move whichever space she wants.
Right. Because all the other characters or all the other pieces only have specific ways they can move. But the queen, she can do it all. She's the king of the chessboard, even though she's not the king. She's the queen. But anyway. Question 2. Which Lego toy series is made specifically for children under the age of 5?
Lego Friends or something.
Lego Duplo is the answer.
Whoa.
Yeah, the Duplos are like a little bigger pieces.
A little bigger.
Yeah, for the littler kids. Question 3. If someone told you they were playing the video game ACNH, what game are they playing?
National League of Air Hockey.
Good guess. The answer is Animal Crossing New Horizon.
Oh.
We don't have Animal Crossing on Switch, but I was looking it up when I was writing this question.
We kind of do have an Animal Crossing on Mario Kart. There's one that's called Animal Crossing.
Yeah, but it's not the actual game, but it looks really fun. I think you guys should ask for that for your next birthdays.
I was going to ask for a lizard.
Oh, all right. Question 4. What is the name of the classic board game where players buy, sell, and trade properties to become the wealthiest?
Monopoly
is the answer.
For the game of life, that would kind of work too.
Oh, well, you don't trade and sell properties in life like you can in Monopoly, but I see what you're saying. You could say life too, but you've probably never played real Monopoly. We have Monopoly Junior, but we don't have real adult Monopoly or like
I don't want to play real
original. Thing. Takes forever. That's why we don't have it. I don't have the patience or brain power to play that long. Question 5. What classic children's card game requires players to match cards based on their number or color?
I was going to say Go Fish at first, and then you said color. Then it'd be Uno.
Uno is the answer. And Ren loves to try to be the first one to say Uno before the Uno person. Yeah, like, you're a very competitive Uno player. Mm-hmm. Yes. Question 6. What is the name of the classic toy consisting of a plastic disc that is thrown and caught, often in outdoor play?
Frisbee.
Frisbee is the answer. That is correct. Question 7. What is the name of the classic toy consisting of a ball attached to a paddle by an elastic string, which players try to bounce continuously without stopping?
What is that called? Like paddle.
Paddle ball. I never understood paddleball. I was never any good at it. And where you just like hit.
Or that one game where like you have to try and get that ball like on top of the like the little
tube. In the basket or whatever, in the
like it has a string and you have to like try and make it on.
Right.
Thing. That sounds hard too.
But think about back, you know, before they had all these fancy toys, and that was kind of your toy option, was that paddle ball on an elastic string, and you just had to sit there. And you kids these days are so lucky. Round number three, the category is time. Question one. How many seconds are there in a minute? Question two. What is the time of day when the sun is at its highest point in the sky? Question three. What is the name of the timepiece that uses sand to measure time? Question four. What is the name of the famous giant clock in London? Question five. What type of watch has buttons which you press at the beginning and end of an event so that you can measure exactly how long it takes? Question six. In the TV show Bubble Guppies, each episode they sing a song that says, what time is it? It's time for what? Question seven. How many days are there in a leap year? And now the answers to round number three. Question one. How many seconds are there in a minute?
60.
60 is the answer. How many minutes are there in an hour?
60.
How many hours are there in a day?
24.
How many days are there in a year?
365 or four. It depends on if it's a leap year.
It's 365. You were right. Good job. Question two. What is the time of day when the sun is at its highest point in the sky?
Lunchtime.
Give me a specific time, please.
12 a.m.
solar noon or 12 p.m. is correct. I didn't realize it was called solar noon.
Like, I always got really confused because you can't really tell if it's 12 a.m. or p.m.
Yeah, you gotta think a.m. is in the middle of the night. Or morning. Question three. What is the name of the timepiece that uses sand to measure time?
Hourglass.
It is an hourglass. It can also be called a sand clock, but hourglass is the answer. Good job. Question four. What is the name of the famous giant clock in London?
Big Ben.
Big Ben. That is right.
Big Ben.
Big Ben.
Question five. What type of watch has buttons which you press at the beginning and end of an event so that you can measure exactly how long it takes?
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch is the answer. When you think of a stopwatch, when do you use it?
Race.
Like a race. Yep. Like start it and stop it when they're done. Correct. Question six. In the television show Bubble Guppies, each episode, they sing a song that says, what time is it?
It's time for lunch. Time for
lunch. You didn't even let me finish the question.
It's lunch.
What time is it? It's time for lunch. It's lunchtime. Hey, what's for lunch? Question seven. How many days are there in a leap year?
366.
366 is the correct answer. Very good. You did good at time. Good job. And now we are starting our new part of the podcast called A Break with Brooks. Brooks, can you tell us what you want to be when you grow up?
An astronaut.
Astronaut? What do you always tell me you want to be? A football player. But you need to do what first?
Grow.
Grow, right? Do you eat enough food to grow, do you think?
No.
No? You are not a great eater, are you? What is your favorite food?
Can't be like a fruit?
Yeah.
A pear.
Pears? That's a great favorite food. Is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah.
Yell. That's what you want to say? Hey, thanks for break with Brooks. You want to go play?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you going to go play?
Bush. Knockout.
Knockout. Oh, you're going to go play basketball. Adios, amigo.
Adios, amigo. Adios, amigo.
Adios, amigo. Round number 4. The category is weird laws. Question 1. In Oklahoma and Ohio, you can't make faces at what kind of common animal? Question 2. In what West Coast state is it illegal to eat a frog if it died during a frog jumping competition? Question 3. I hope you are not planning to do karaoke on the beach, because in Florida, it is illegal to do what in your swimsuit? Question 4. In Kansas, it is illegal to serve ice cream on what flavor of pie? Question 5. Thank goodness that in Alabama, it is illegal to do what while you are blindfolded? Question 6. In Georgia, it's illegal to tie what type of animal to a telephone pole or street lamp? Question 7. Sorry, White Castle. In Minnesota, it's illegal to eat what food on Sundays? And now the answers to round number 4. Question 1. In Oklahoma or Ohio, you can't make faces at what kind of common animal?
A dog.
A dog is correct. You can't make faces at a dog. What if it's a nice face? What if you're like, oh, come here, puppy. Oh, come here. What if you're like, then you can get arrested.
Every single face is face. Like,
that's true. Don't make it at a dog. Cops will find you. Question 2. In what West Coast state is it illegal to eat a frog if it died during a frog jumping competition?
California.
California is the correct answer. Frog jumping is super popular in California, with the biggest competition being held annually in Calaveras County. But if one of the frogs dies at any point in the competition, its body must be destroyed as soon as possible and may not be eaten or otherwise used for any purpose. I don't know if people were just like cooking up frog legs at one time after the competition, you know, like old Hoppy Hopper died and then somebody was like, I'm going to eat Hoppy. And then the person whose frog it was sad. I don't know how that worked, but it's a law. Don't eat frogs in California if they died after the competition. Question 3. I hope you are not planning to do karaoke on the beach, because in Florida, it's illegal to do what in your swimsuit?
Dance?
Sing!
You know, I was singing in Florida in my swimsuit on the pool.
Well, that's not on the beach. Karaoke? You don't dance in karaoke. Oh, I guess you could while you were singing. I want to hang from the chandelier. Did you catch Ren giving me a nudge to stop my coolness there? Question 4. In Kansas, it is illegal to serve ice cream on what flavor of pie?
Pumpkin.
The answer is cherry. I feel like cherry pie needs a little help. I know I'm not a big cherry pie fan, but whipped cream's fine. Just don't serve ice cream on it, apparently. A la mode is not allowed for cherry pie. Question 5. Thank goodness that in Alabama, it is illegal to do what if you are blindfolded?
Kill someone.
Whoa. The answer is drive a car.
Makes sense.
It's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, you'd think that that would be a general law everywhere, but specifically in Alabama, don't drive a car with a blindfold on. In Iowa, it's fine. You just do it. Whatever. It's not illegal, apparently. No, that's a joke. I'm sure it is. Question 6. In Georgia, it's illegal to tie what type of animal to a telephone pole or street lamp?
I remember hearing this about a different state. It's illegal for a giraffe. I didn't.
It is a giraffe.
Do you have giraffes in Georgia?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, in zoos, I would assume. I don't know why this is one. Somebody had a giraffe, tied it to a telephone pole once, and the cops were like, we got to outlaw this. This is not great. That would be kind of cool, though, to see a giraffe tied to a telephone pole safely. Safely. And question 7. Sorry, White Castle. In Minnesota, it's illegal to eat what food on Sundays?
White Castle?
We don't have White Castles here, so this might challenge you a little bit.
Meat.
The answer is hamburgers.
A meat hamburger.
Well, there is meat. There is meat on a hamburger. And White Castles, we don't have one here, so that's a hard one, but they're famous for their hamburger sliders. Hey, guys, just a quick note. All of these weird laws probably came about a long, long time ago and are not enforceable anymore. So any of my jokes about the cops actually coming were just that, just jokes. So you don't need to worry about anything like that. Round number 5. The category is natural disasters. Question 1. What natural disaster is characterized by the shaking of the Earth's surface due to the movement of tectonic plates? Question 2. What is the name for a rotating column of air extending from a thunderstorm to the ground? Question 3. What type of natural disaster occurs when a large amount of water quickly fills normally dry land? Question 4. What is the name for a fast-moving flow of snow down a steep slope? Question 5. What natural disaster is caused by the sudden shifting of a large volume of water in an ocean or other large body of water? Question 6. What is the term for the sudden collapse of the Earth's surface into a pit? Question 7. What is the term for a prolonged period of abnormally low rainfall leading to a shortage of water? Round number 5 answers. Question 1. What natural disaster is characterized by the shaking of the Earth's surface due to the movement of tectonic plates?
Earthquake.
I feel like there was an earthquake somewhere very recently.
Yeah.
So, earthquakes are dangerous, and I've never been in one, thankfully, but yikes, not good.
We've been in a tornado, though.
We have been in a tornado. That's true. Question two. What is the name for a rotating column of air extending from a thunderstorm to the ground?
Tornado.
Tornado is the answer. I'm going to tell a quick story because it's kind of a cool one. When I was in high school, my high school was built in 1912, so it was super old, and it was a three-story old building. And what they had done is they had put like a new roof on top of our old roof. So instead of taking the old roof off, they just put a new one on top. There was one day where a tornado came through and we were still in math class on the third floor. And all of a sudden we heard this huge rumbling noise like a train coming through. And all of a sudden the windows in the room went black. And we were like, what just happened? And we all ran to the window and the new roof had blown off the school and went and was covered the whole parking lot and all the cars and everything. The entire roof was in the parking lot. We couldn't see sky above us because the old roof was still there, but took out the whole thing. It's crazy. And then we all sprinted down to the library in the basement to be safe because yikes. Question three. What type of natural disaster occurs when a large amount of water quickly fills normally dry land?
Tsunami.
It is not a tsunami. It is a flood.
Oh.
A flood. We had a flood last summer here. Not like a terrible flood, but we got 10 inches of rain real quick. And we had basements that flooded and it was bad. So we've had them. Question four, what is the name for a fast-moving flow of snow down a steep slope?
Avalanche.
Avalanche! Scary. So they have avalanche, like, control people in Colorado, like, on ski slopes and stuff, that go and blow up dynamite and cause an avalanche so it doesn't happen while they're skiers or to try to keep people safe. So they blow up parts of the mountain to make the avalanche come so that it's done before it can harm people. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Question five. What natural disaster is caused by the sudden shifting of a large volume of water in an ocean or other large body of water?
Tsunami. Two tsunami.
It is a tsunami that starts with a T. That's weird. The word tsunami makes an S sound.
It looks like it's two
tsunami. 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 Like you sneeze. Tsunami. Question six. What is the term for the sudden collapse of the Earth's surface into a pit?
Caving in.
This is called a sinkhole.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how a sinkhole works if like part of the Earth's surface just shifts and then makes a hole, but yikes. Question seven. What is the term for a prolonged period of abnormally low rainfall leading to a shortage of water?
A drought.
A drought. Yeah, that's correct. What time in history was a very severe drought? Do you remember?
Like 1973 or something.
I was going for the dirty 30s. Like the 1930s during the Dust Bowl when there was no rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not good. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question one, what type of animal is a mandrill, one of the most colorful mammals in the world, with red and blue skin on its face and backside?
Monkey or primate?
Question two, how many days are there in a leap year?
366.
Question three, what natural disaster is caused by the sudden shifting of a large volume of water in an ocean or other large body of water?
Tsunami.
Question four, In Kansas, it's illegal to serve ice cream on what flavor of pie?
Cherry.
Question 5. What small amphibian is known for its vibrant and diverse colors, often a sign of being toxic?
Poison dart frog.
Question 6. What is the time of day when the sun is at the highest point in the sky?
Noon.
Question 7. What is the term for a prolonged period of abnormally low rainfall leading to a shortage of water?
A drought.
So in that final, they had the words toxic and the answer cherry pie, and I didn't sing about them. That is so hard for me. Those songs are like, I wanted, when I said toxic, I wanted to say, you're toxic, I'm sipping under. And cherry pie, I wanted to say, she's my cherry pie. Okay, I got them out of my system. It's so hard for me to not sing when a song is associated with words. It's like, I have to do it. And now here are your shout outs. Chess comes from listener Leo.
Thank you, Leo.
And Colton.
Thank you, Colton. Legos comes from Avery and Opal.
Thanks, Avery and Opal. And Louie, he wanted Legos too. Thanks, Louie. Animal Crossing New Horizon comes from Karina.
Thank you, Karina. Weird Laws comes from Jacob.
Thanks, Jacob. Time or Clocks comes from Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie. That was a really good one.
Natural Disasters comes from Jane Ellen.
Thank you, Jane Ellen. Dangerous Weather comes from Sammy.
Hey, thanks, Sammy. Oh, it's time for birthday shoutouts.
Yeah!
Our first birthday shoutout goes to listener McKenna, who is from Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Happy birthday.
And she turns 10 years old. Happy birthday, McKenna. Double digits. Our next birthday shoutout is to listener Kenley. Kenley is turning 9. Happy birthday, Kenley.
Happy birthday, Kenley.
Our next shout out goes to listener Cecilia, who turns 6. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. I had to do a song for that one. That's like my favorite Simon and Garfunkel song. And our last shout out goes to listener Harper. She turns 7. Happy birthday, Harper. Happy birthday
to you girls.
You were all girls on this list. Happy birthday to McKenna and Kenley. Your names kind of sound the same. And Cecilia and Harper.
Happy birthday to you.
McKenna, Kenley, Cecilia, and Harper. Happy birthday.
Happy
all right.
Birthday.
And for our conversation starter, what do you want to be when you grow up?
An eye doctor.
An eye doctor. That's a great answer. If I could redo what I wanted to be when I grow up, well, I would have been a podcaster, but I would have picked a vet. I think that would have been fun. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.